So the Gemara says in Zvacha. The Gemara says, it asks the question about the Tahara for Miriam from her Tzaraas. Meisvei, Miriam mi maskira. Who was the Kohen who was in charge of the process of being with Tahara Miriam from her Tzaraas? So the Gemara goes through a few options. Im Tamer Moshe, if you're going to say it's Moshe, Moshe Zarhu. Moshe can't be the one to act as the Kohen because Moshe is not a Kohen. Bintama Aaron. Aaron can't because he's a Karov, because he's related. Ella, covered God of Chalak LaKadosh Baruch Hu Miriam. Hashem made a very big cover for Miriam. At that time, by Sasha. Ani Kaihain, Vani Maskira, Ani Chalta, Vani Paitra. Hashem said, I'm a Kohen, I could do the whole process. So that's what the Gemara says. Moshe can't do it, Aaron can't do it, but Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to be Matar Miriam. The Gemara calls this a kavod gadol that Hashem did for Miriam. The question is, what type of a circumstance are we dealing with? Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe. So she's Matzaria, because she spoke Lashon Hara. And here Hashem says, okay, Moshe can't do it, Aaron can't do it, I'm going to do it, kavod gadol. Okay? Hashem's going to come with, in his honor, he's going to jettison the royal clothes, kibyachol. We're talking about somebody who did an aveira here, a very serious aveira to speak Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem says, I give a very big kavod to Miriam when I came to. So the fact that Hashem is doing it, he's calling him kavod gadol, doesn't seem like that's proper sprach. So something deeper going on here about this whole Lashon Hara from Miriam to Moshe. Secondly, it has to be so.
Like it all?
Yeah.
Because Miriam, her parents.
Yeah.
Because Moshe wasn't being with his wife. And the whole creation of Moshe was because Miriam's parents weren't being, they weren't living together. That's how you said.
Yeah, that's definitely connected, yeah. Not in this year, but it's connected. Yeah, it's connected. Yeah. Also, it gets a zechira miyucha. Meaning the Torah says there's sheish zechiros. 6 things to remember from the Torah. And one of them is Zacha Eis Asher As Hashem Alkecha L'mer B'deach. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So according to many poskim, that's one of the Yisurim. Take a look at Shmiras HaLashon of the Chavetz Chaim. So it's included in one of the of the Aseyin that a person is over when he speaks Lashon Hara. According to some Yisurim, that's an Isser. It's an Isser Asey of remembering what Hashem did to Miriam. Don't speak Lashon Hara. So it's very interesting to be in the top zechiras, which include remember Matan Torah and remember Shabbos. It seems like it's an isolated event, just tucked away somewhere in the Torah. But Hashem, it's a very beginning out of this Lashon Hara. Not only that, but Chazal tell us that although it's not mentioned in the Torah explicitly, that there were some tzaddikim who got Mises Nashika, like Moshe and Aharon. Miriam was also zeichet to that. Chazal say it wasn't written mafurish because it wasn't so tzniyas to do so. But she was zeichet to Mises Nashika. So I understand, a pel like that, which spoke Lashon Hara by Moshe, gets kissed, kibyachol by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's her Misa. And also there's a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash says the following thing. Haroitza leid the tchias ha-meisim in ha-tayra. If you want to know a source for tchias ha-meisim in ha-tayra, Yireh, look at this pasuk. V'hinei Miriam mitzaras kashalik. Miriam was Matsaira like the snow. That's what the Medrash says. This is a source for Torah, Tchias HaMesim. So if you take a look in the Gemara in Chelek, Perk Chelek, and Sanhedrin, the Gemara means many sources of where we find hints to Tchias HaMesim from the Torah. This is not included, and this is certainly a Pella. V'hinei Miriam Mitzaras Kashalig is a source for Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. How? Miriam Tzaras is a source for Tchias HaMesim. So what we first need to do, with Siyata B'Shemaya, is to understand the Lashon Hara of Miriam in a different way, which will help us understand already the questions which we asked and give us a different perspective. The Ari, he makes the connection between the two sugyas. Of what it says in Parshas Bala Yisra earlier, that there were Shnei Neviim Misnami B'machane Eldad Umeidat, of which the Gemara, according to one opinion, tells us that their prophecy was Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnes. Moshe will die and Yeshua will bring B'nai Yisrael in. And the Ri says, what's the connection between this and the Parsha of Miriam and her Lashon Hara on Moshe? So the Ri explains brilliantly that Miriam and Aaron listened to these words of Nevu of Eldad Umeidat, which said Moshe's going to die. Moshe's going to die? Ain nisa b'lochet. Nobody dies without having an avera. What avera can Moshe have done that he's not going to be able to bring the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael? So they didn't know. And the reason why they didn't know, says the Ari, was because it didn't happen yet. Because he was going to hit the rock, but that was going to be later. So they came to the conclusion, ki isha kushis lakach, because he divorced Tzipar. But they were wrong. They were wrong. What we see from this sugya is that Ri is creating a link between the Nebu of Eldad Umeidat and the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke on Moshe. Let's take that one step further, Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbi Nachman writes in the Kutta Maran, I think it's in Reish Mem Aleph. A Yesod that many times there's Lashon Hara on a Tzaddik, on a very big Tzaddik. But there's a Kitrig in Shemayim against a Tzaddik. What will happen is that another Tzaddik who's living, who's part of the generation, who sees that there's a kitchug on that great tzaddik from above, he'll go ahead, in order to protect that tzaddik, he'll speak Lashon Hara against the tzaddik. And the satan will let another tzaddik speak Lashon Hara against the tzaddik hador, Ayin Shan Rabbi Nachman, because he's able to speak Lashon Hara even better than the satan, and he can also cause the killing of the tzaddik that way. I'm not going to go into detail. But Rabbi Nachman, he reveals to us a musag, and others try and bring it down too, that many times a tzaddik will speak Lashon Hara about a great tzaddik in order to protect him from other kitrugim which are taking place against him. Now everyone's told me that Rav Aryeh Lubelzer was a tzaddik of the generation, hands down tzaddik of the generation. And the Alter Rav from Sitchin used to speak Lashon Hara about him a lot. It's like a petition, speak Chassidah Shel Lashon Hara, Rebbe Shel Lashon Hara against the Belzer Rav. Anybody who was there, speak Lashon Hara, but the Belzer Rav was Mamish Kaddish Elyon Ma'ayit. So once the Alter Rav, he sent a messenger to the Belzer Rav saying, tell the Belzer Rav regards from me, and tell him that he has no better friend in the world than me. I'm his best friend that he has. I think my Rebbe told me that when the Belzer Rav heard his name, he said, oh, I know such a name. And my Rebbe explained that this is the inyan. The inyan is that a big tzaddik who lives l'malam in the teva, he needs a very big shmir in this world. Security in this world is very difficult. So a tzaddik will speak Lashon Hara about the tzaddik ador in order to protect that tzaddik. So here too, it would seem that the reason why Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe is because when she heard Moshe Meis, that there was a kitchuk against Moshe, she very quickly came in and she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe in order to protect Moshe again. It was a type of a Lashon Hara which was for that purpose, in order to protect him. So I told this to my Rebbe based on what he had told me, and he said, it's a very solid chassidish of art, that he said. It's a very good pshat. Shana be malam is chassan Miriam, understand the sugi of Miriam Moshe. Based on what the Ari says, that she heard Moshe Meis. So she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe in order to say, I'll take on the kitchuk so that it doesn't come from a different place. But really, it was a fake out because she wasn't making kitchuk against Moshe, she was protecting Moshe. I mean, she took on this tzaras and she took one for the team. She took one for Moshe Rabbeinu because that's what a tzaddik does for the tzaddik adar. And it's very good because Chazal say that why did Bnei Yisrael wait for Miriam? Because she waited for Moshe. Right? So this is a woman, a sister who waited for Moshe, and now we're waiting for her. So even the fact that we're waiting for her, and Chazal are attributing to the fact that she took care of Moshe, she was protecting Moshe, this is the same Miriam who was standing by the water protecting Moshe. She's protecting Moshe now. But we can already go back to our questions earlier, and we'll do that in Meretz Hashem, and we have enough Yesodis to explain to understand the sugya. But let's just take it one step further in order to understand at least certainly the Medrash Pliya, which you had mentioned before, how it fits into the sugya. Now, Rav Shamsha from Astropoli We know that Hashem Yinkum Domov, he was killed in Tachata, and all of his teachings were al pi the Eliyahu Navi. Very, 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 very high tirus. So he said that we know Hashem has many names. One of the names of Hashem is the Shem Adnos, Aleph Dal Nun Yod. And he says, and it's really, there's a source for this in Tikkuni Zohar, that the secret of the Shem Adnos is Ani Dalid, four Anis. And he says there are places where we find in the Torah and in Chazal where they use the Lashon of Ani four times. He says, for example, there's a pasuk in the end of the Torah, Parshas Hazino, where Hashem Yisbarach says, Ki Ani Ani Hu, Ve'ein Elokim Imadi, Ani Amis V'achayet Machatzdi V'ani Arpa. I am Hashem, it is me, there is no other God next to me, I kill and I give life, I cut in half and I heal. So he says, notice how many times it says the word Ani in this pasuk, and maybe the only time in the Torah. Ki Ani Ani Hu, that's twice, Ve'ein Elokim Imadi, Ani Amis V'achayet, that's three, Machatzdi V'ani Arpa, that's four. Says Rav Shamshon, this is the secret of the Shem Adnos. And then he quotes another place like that we find in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. You may not have noticed this, but in the Haggadah we have in one line, that's right, very good. So it says, "Avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim," Hashem says, "I passed through Mitzrayim. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy saraf, ani v'loy shliach, ani hu v'loy acher." Four times Hashem says, "It wasn't me. It wasn't a malach. It wasn't a shliach. It wasn't a saraf. It was me, and it was nobody else." It's four times ani. So Shamshon says, this is the secret of the Shem Adnos. We have to explain and understand, like, what is this random? We just sometimes, Adnos is four times Ani. Like, what's the klalim? So we see already there's a connection between the Pasuk of Ani Amis V'Achaya, which is referring to Tchias HaMeisen, and also Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because we know Yetzias Mitzrayim was somewhat of a Tchias HaMeisen. It wasn't exactly Tchias HaMeisen. It was taking Bnei Yisrael out from Mishivul Gula. But it's called Matir Asurim. And in the Baruch of Shemona Esur, we talk about Tchias HaMeisim, we mention that. We say, Hashem Ezra, Fechoylem, Umatir Asurim. Right? Because there's Avos and there's Toldos. Whether it's in Hilchas Nezikin or in Hilchas Shabbos, there's Avos and there's Toldos. And the Av is like Tchias HaMeisim, but it has Toldos too. And the Told of Tchias HaMeisim is Matir Asurim. And the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore, is linked to Tchias HaMeisim. What we find very interesting is that if you go to the roots of Yetzias Mitzrayim and we follow the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim through all the way to Matan Torah, other instances of Chazal where we find that they mention the words Ani four times. For example, the very roots of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Gavlas Mitzrayim is the Bris Ben Habisar. That's where Hashem says to Avraham Avinu that your children are going to be enslaved and then they're going to come free. It says in the Yalkut Shemayni, Vayimer LaAvram, Hashem told Avram, Yadaya Teda. Those are the words in the Torah. You will certainly know. Yadua, you must know, Sha'ani mefazran, that I'm the one who will scatter them. Teda Sha'ani mechansan, know that I will gather them. Yadua Sha'ani meshabdan, I will enslave them. Teda Sha'ani goyalan, I'm going to be the one to be goyalan. So we see by Yetzias Mitzrayim, four times Ani. Furthermore, Bnei Yisrael come into Mitzrayim. Yosef is there. Yosef is the beginning of Galus Mitzrayim. And if you take a look at Yosef, at his words in the Torah, Yosef says the word Ani four times. He says, Es Elokim Ani Yorei, Ani Yosef, Oida Vichai, Ani Yosef Achichim, I am Yosef your brother, Hasach Es Elokim Ani, am I in place of Hashem. Four times the word Ani, Yosef uses that in Mitzrayim, in Golos Mitzrayim. And we find also that when Hashem tells Moshe he's going to take Bnei Yisrael out, he uses Arba Lashon Shel Geula, which again takes us back to the Haggadah. V'hitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Each one is like v'hoitzei ani, v'hitzel ani. Each one is ani. On top of that, the pasuk begins with the word ani. It says, ani Hashem, and it concludes with the words v'yadatam kini Hashem. So it's bookended by the words ani. But inside, in the core of the pasuk, v'hitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, is like four times ani as well. And of course, the Torah mentions 50 times the Yetzias Mitzrayim, says in Tikkuni Zohar, because there are 50 levels of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is why by Matan Torah Hashem says, "Anechi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim." That's on the 50th day, and we find in the Yalkut Shemayni again on the pasuk of "Anechi Hashem Elokecha Ani Hu B'Mara Ani Hu Al Hayam Ani B'Sinai VaAni LaAsalava." Four times by "Anechi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim," and again in the Pesuk of Rav Kahana it says, "Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lagash Rabbi Yochanan Darshin An Anechi Hashem Elokecha Elokim Ani Dayan Ani Elokecha Ani Pitranecha Ani Miskayim Alecha." Four times Ani. So we see the secret of the Shem Adnos as it pertains to four times Ani has released Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a Matya Asurim, which is really the katolda of the sugya of Tchias HaMesim. So with this, we can begin to explain our questions, and one final nekuda. So it said before, what's the nature of this kavod gadol? That Hashem is saying, I'm going to take care of Miriam. She spoke Lashon Hara. So Moshe can't do it, Aaron can't do it, but Hashem can do it. And Hashem says, I'm so proud to do it, it would be my greatest honor. There it is, because Miriam doesn't speak Lashon Hara against Moshe because she had beef with Moshe Rabbeinu. She doesn't have any time with Moshe Rabbeinu. She saw that there was a kitchuk against Moshe, and she was going to protect, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows her machshavas tovos. Hashem says that this would be such a kavod gadol for me to be merapi Miriam because of what she had done for Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there's a special zechira on that. Because the zechira is not a zechira. Again, notice what the pasuk says. Zachar is Asher. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. It doesn't say that Hashem brought Saras on her. It says, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. What did Hashem do to Miriam? He healed her. The Saras she brought on herself. But what Hashem did to Miriam, it says in the Gemara, Hashem healed Miriam. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. He was the one who healed her. That's what the zechira is. And really, it's not a mitzvah saseh to not speak Lashon Hara. It's a mitzvah saseh to speak Lashon Hara in order to protect the tzaddik. That's what the zechir is. That's a very big yisoid. And that's why Shem Mises Nashika, of course. Hashem wanted to kiss such a mouth who was mekayim that mitzvah. He was the one who was merapah her. This is a very special thing for him. And with this, we can explain the Medrash Pliya as well. Medrash Pliya says, where do we know Tchias HaMesim from Atayra? Because it says, Vihine Miriam Mitzaras Kashalot. Miriam is Mitzaira Kashalot. One of the psukim which Rav Shansha Masipoli quoted as the four times ani was the pasuk of ki ani ani hu ve'ena lakim amadi ani amis v'chaya machatzi v'ani arpa. Four times ani. In Perek Chedek, this is one of the sources in the Torah of Tchias HaMesim, this pasuk ani amis v'chaya, and it says four times ani. So a source of Tchias HaMesim is four times ani. If you go back to our lesson of the Gemara, and listen very carefully once again, the Gemara asks, who was going to be Mazgir Miriam? It's not going to be Moshe. He's a Zar. It can't be Aaron because he's a Karav. What did Hashem say? Ani Kaihen, Vani Maskira, Ani Chalta, Vani Poitra. Four times Ani. And that's why over here the Medrash Pliya says, V'wanu Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, Hine Miris Mitzaras Kashala. Because Hashem himself, Ani Amas Vachay, he took his Ani. He who does Tchias HaMesim, he has the key to Tchias HaMesim. It was using Tchias HaMesim that he was Merab and Miriam. That's why our Gemara is aligned with the Medrash Pliya, which says it's a source of Tchias HaMesim, and it's hinted to in the fact that it says four times Ani by the Refu of Miriam by Kushba. So this secret of Adnas, which is four times Ani, is very nice, because if we take a look in davening every day in Shacharis, so we mention the Shem Adnas four times on a regular day. I'm not talking about Tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays. On a regular day, Shacharis, we mention Adnas four times. It's more than that, but look at the first four times. The first one is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid. It says, Ve'el Hashem Eschanan. Now, even the Havayas and Adnas to us is all the same. We only pronounce the Shem Adnas. But over there, it says, Ve'el Hashem Eschanan, it's Adnas. Ve'el Aleph Tal Nanyuan Eschanan. That's the first one. The second time is in Az Yashir. It says, Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha, Mikdash Adnas Konenu Yadecha. Referring to the Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem will restore the Beis HaMikdash. The third time is Hashem Svasa Tiftach, in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, Hashem opened a Mimah, that's Adnas. And the fourth one is Atagibur Lo'ilam Hashem. Atagibur Lo'ilam Hashem is Aleph Dalin Nun Yon. What does it say immediately after that? Mechayim Meisim Ata. You're Mechayim Meisim. Meaning, the fourth time that the Siddur says Aleph Dalin Nun Yon, which is four times Ani, so the fourth Adnas, which is like the fourth time Ani, that's the beginning of the Berachat Tchias HaMesim, which follows Mechayim Meisim Ata Rav Yashir. What's interesting, in conclusion, is that when Yosef and Yehuda square off in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, so Yehuda, according to the Medrash, says the following things to Yosef. He says, "Ma paro melech bat hasheni lo be'eretz Mitzrayim? What, you think you're so special that Paro is the king and you're second to Paro? The same thing is true with me. My father Yaakov is king in Eretz Canaan, and I'm second to him." But listen to the lashon of the Medrash. It says, "Va'ani sheni loy."
Ani ani ani.
if you mess with me, he says, I'm going to kill Paroi, and I'm going to end with you. And he mentions the word Ani four times. That's Yehuda. You know that Yehuda is four times Havaya, right? Yehuda is Yudke Vavke and the letter Dalet. That's the name Yehuda. And here he says Ani four times. Right? But why do Chazal allude these four times Ani, which is the shame Anus here, aside from the fact that Yehuda is four times Havaya, his name? Teretz says it's because if you take a look at what he says to Yosef, what is his lashon? Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches Yosef. Vayimer, what does he say? Be Adoni. In me is Adoni, which the Sfarim say, in me is Hashem's name, right? Which is four times Havaya. But Adoni is also four times Ani. That's Dalet Ani. So because he says Be Adoni, that's why Chazal find an allusion here in the Medrash that they speak out four times Ani that Yehuda says to Yosef. If you come to our pasuk over here, and the conversation which takes place between Aaron and Miriam and Moshe by the Lashon Hara, Vayimer Aaron and Moshe, Be Adoni. Say the exact lashon, and again here the Gemara four times Ani, because Adoni, like Rabshan Shapan Sopoli taught us, is a secret to the four times Ani. You know, we conclude davening every day. We say Bayemahu Yahashem Echad Ushmei Echad, that the Shem Havaya and His Shem, which is the Shem Adnes, have to both be Echad, which is like this secret. And then many conclude with the pasuk of Vatzikna Anihu. Right? In that pasuk, it says the word Ani five times. Five times. We didn't really get into the explanation of what the secret is four times Ani. Well, just parenthetically, there's more to this sugya b'siyata d'shma. But the emes says that there's four worlds, and every single world, a person needs to have a yitzira from that world. From yitzira, and from bria, and from atzilus. But aside from that, a person has four chelki hanefesh, really five. The four chalke nefesh is like four times Ani. There's a nefesh, he has a ruach, he has a neshama, and he has a chaya. That's like four times Ani, because every part of a person's nefesh is called Ani. And right now, a person can reach the dag of chaya. That's the highest dag. When the Mashiach comes, the person will be zeche to the dag of yechida. So that's the pshat why, when we conclude davening, and we're talking about bayom yishem achodesh me'echad, al-tira ve'adzikna, right? That's not just four times Ani, that's five times Ani. Because right now, Tchias HaMesim is four, but L'Salava is going to be a dag even past Tchias HaMesim, that will be five times Ani, that it shall be Magadol, the Yechidish of Benefesh. And so we make mention of that, and after going through the whole Seder of davening of Tchias HaMesim, we conclude with that pasuk as if to say that right now we can only achieve four levels of Ani. But L'Salava will be able to be zechet to five. The nice remez I saw to this comes from a gematria which I saw in the Kilos Yaakov. He says, if you take the gematria Chaya v'Yechida, it's the gematria Ani. It's the fourth Chalke Nefesh and the fifth Chalke Nefesh together, that's gematria Ani. That's really what this is. The Tchias HaMesim means being Megale v'Ani within a person. That's what the Medrash says, that when Yosef said Ani Yosef, Ha'oid v'Yichai, so Chazal say over there in the Medrash, that here Yosef says Ani Yosef, and he made a whole mapecha in Mitzrayim for the brothers. Imagine when Hashem comes, L'Salav, and he's going to say Ani Hashem, what type of a mapecha he's going to make in the world when he reveals his Ani to the world. So it's like he did at Ha'asin, he said Ani Hashem Elokecha, and the whole world changed. He's going to reveal himself again, Kivyachal. Not just four times like he did at Ha'asinai, like we saw before, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Chazal Da'ashem four times Ani, but there's going to be a new revelation when Hashem says Ani Hashem. So he'll be gala more of himself to the world, because that's really endless.
Is that connected to the fifth lashon over there that they don't include in that pasuk? And it says you mitzal the year. There's a fifth one they don't include.
Yeah, that's the vehevesi. Very good. Yeah, that's the vehevesi chamalaris. We're still waiting for that vehevesi. That's the kosev elyonavi. We can't drink that kosev because it's still waiting to happen. So that's connected to the fifth ani. And we do that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the time where geula means to reveal the person's nekudas of his ani, who he really is, to reveal that nekudas. And we should be zecha to that soon.